Wildfires are increasingly common throughout the western United States. One near Boulder, Colorado last year was the worst in that state's history. It caused more than $200 million in damage. Well, now insurance companies are stepping up efforts to protect themselves from losses. From member station KDNK in Carbondale, Colorado, Conrad Wilson reports that companies are setting new, tougher standards for what they'll insure.
I don't know that much about that except no.
Just 25 feet behind Christine Woodruff's house, you can see a large hill covered in brush.
We border the national forest.
Her 6,000 square foot house in Edwards, Colorado, looks out onto the White River National Forest.
It's actually considered, I believe, grazing land where we live, although I don't think there's too much to graze on. It's for the most part sagebrush, potentilla, serviceberry.
It's because she's so close to the forest that her insurance company canceled her policy. That led to dozens of phone calls.
You're trying to talk with a big company that has their rules written down in a book, and they're not really taking into consideration the property.
Woodruff's insurance company wanted her to clear all the brush within 150 feet of her home to keep it safe from wildfires.
We didn't even own that much property, and how could we comply?
In Glenwood Springs, Colorado, Bruce Christensen got a letter from his insurance company saying his policy was dropped. He was paying $2,300 a year. But his insurance company told him his modest house, near a forest, but just 50 feet from a fire hydrant, was too big a risk.
Initially, my reaction was, what's this all about? This can't be true. And then it went from there to a fairly extreme anger about the fact that some out-of-state corporation sends me a form letter.
More and more subdivisions over the last 20 years have developed in the forest setting.
Ron Leach is the chief of the Carbondale Fire District in western Colorado.
So these big wildfires, such as the one that was in Boulder last year, that burned hundreds of houses. These are big losses for the insurance industry, and it gets their attention when hundreds of houses like that burn down.
Now insurance companies want to know more about the properties they're backing. Carol Walker heads up the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association. It's a group that represents insurance companies.
Insurance companies are doing more on-site inspections, sending out notifications to folks, telling them these are the things we need you to do to mitigate, to protect your property, to make it insurable.
Things like installing metal roofs and cutting back trees and brush close to a home. Unlike in years past, now homeowners who don't take action are facing rate hikes. As for Bruce Christensen, whose insurer dropped him, he just found a new one. And Christine Woodruff cleared as much brush as she could, so her insurance company continued coverage. But she wonders whether her efforts will make a difference in her neighborhood. Not every homeowner has the same insurer, meaning different standards right next door.
I don't really know that one or two houses being required to do it and not everyone else is really making it that much safer.
Insurance companies say it does make a difference. In last year's Boulder fire, some homes in the same neighborhood burned, while others didn't. Companies point out, in many cases, it was the homeowners who took steps to protect their homes who still have them. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Carbondale, Colorado.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.